opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Now, today, my guest didn't show up. Really. Today's not on me. Wednesday, that was on me, made it through the show. So today I do not have a guest, so today's a great call-in show day. 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Al, give a call. Randy, give a call. Ron, give a call. Dan, you always listen, you always text, but give a call. Say hello. What's on your mind? Now, you all know I work in a purple padded room. You all know I have North Korean equipment that sometimes functions or not. Well, this morning it's a new one. The heat system only in my office, only in my studio, is on high. I walked in, the door's open, the shades are shut, the light is off, and it's 85 above in my studio here. So I've got purple padded room with gold sprinkles, North Korean equipment that is functioning at the moment, but again, it's still early in the show. I have to shut the door for the show, and it's 85 degrees in my studio. So I'm okay with that. I've got nice cold water. I'll be hydrating regularly. But if all of a sudden I pass out and go kerplunk on the floor, dial 911. As mayor, I do have a fire department. They'll come and rescue me here in this overheated studio. Is this a hostile work environment? Do you think they're purposely doing this to me? That Perry Wally, great guy, but he can get back at you, and he's the one who controls this building. He built it out. And here I am in an 85-degree studio. But, hey, it's all good. We're going to make it through. Thanks for letting me talk about my workplace environment. But today's the beginning of the fair. At noon today, the gates open and everything happens. And so today through next Sunday, 10 days of the fair, it's something we all enjoy doing, something you got to do. What the heck? It is a great place you got to go to the fair at least once during the week. At least once. Oh, I'm getting waved to by people who are saying hi to me while I'm in a heated environment. Yeah, lucky me. They taunt me, they do. But anyway, the fair is starting. You get out to the fair. It goes from noon to 11 p.m. every day through next Sunday. They have the closing ceremonies. I think they're going to shoot off some fireworks, but don't quote me on that. But they got some great entertainment out there. Ah, we got a phone call. Thank goodness. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio. Thank you for calling. Your name is? Hello? Oh, we lost them. They're taunting me, too. Oh, well. We're starting off great. But anyway, the fair, with all the things that are going there, the guys are, we're going to try the phone call again. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Dan.
Hello, Ben. How are you doing?
This is Dan.
Dan, how are you doing? I know that voice. How are you doing, sir?
You know, I got a suggestion for your situation today. I think it'd be a great day to have a blended drink competition. And to enter, you have to bring one freshly made to David.
I love you, Dan.
Speaking of judging, I have just got permission to compete in the Elks first annual barbecue competition.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's next Saturday.
Yeah, so I've got all the bricks laid. I got permission from my boss and Gloria. So this should be interesting.
I like it. I like it. So
I understand you're going to be throwing down a little bit yourself.
I'm not throwing down. I'm not judging. I'm the head chef, cooking food for the Elks. You know, gonna cook some ribs up, some burgers, some brats, things like that.
It's general public to purchase. And stuff,
exactly. Right? Exactly. So are you gonna have a little bit of essence there?
I may. I don't want to divulge all my secrets because you have a huge audience, and then I won't win anything.
Dan, this is an opportunity to sell your wares. You've been selling Dan's essential essence, which is a wonderful flavor of different herbs and spices to put on different items, and it goes great on everything. I always have at least the 4 ounce container in my cabinet there. How long have you been making that product?
You know, David, I started in 2008 when my daughter Courtney said, if you're not making your Christmas presents, then take me off the list. Well, I was already experimenting with something in the kitchen, and that went out for Christmas gifts in 2008. So I've been kind of doing it ever since.
You know, I don't know if you're making any money on it, but I thank you for doing it because it is good stuff. Say if someone wanted to acquire some, how would they go about doing that?
Well, you know what? My phone number's on every label, so if you know somebody that's got somebody, you can just borrow the label and give me a call. I deliver locally in Fairbanks, and the bottle's still $10, and there's a couple places in town that actually, restaurants that actually use it in their food, so if you're lucky enough to patronize one of these fine establishments, coffee stands, you'll get to sample it there.
So Gloria is allowing you to compete next Saturday. That's great, at the Elks.
Yeah, I think she's got something else to do, so she won't be there helping or scolding, whichever comes first. But I'd love to have her there. If she wanted to help, I'd sure let her boss me around.
That is great. That is great. And what are some of the special tricks you're going to do with your chicken and your ribs? And what's your chef choice going to be?
My chef choice is going to be lamb, my mom's way.
Ooh, cool. That's great.
Yeah, and I have a barbecue glaze that I used extensively in Rhode Island when I was working out there, and I used it on chicken and ribs, and it was really popular there. So I might give that a show. Tomorrow I'm actually going to do a dry run, so my boss, John Deese, gave me the day off tomorrow so I can practice.
Okay, I'm not competing. I don't compete anymore. I've retired. I would like to say undefeated, but we both know that's not correct. So I want a copy of the recipe of your glaze.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, David, I'll make sure you get it.
And that's the great thing about barbecue and cooking and everyone getting together is that camaraderie. You know, there's no secrets per se. Everyone helps. Everyone gives good hints or ideas and thoughts too, and that's what getting this together at the Elks is all about. It's some good people putting it on, and I'm there just to make sure everyone is fed well, because you guys are cooking in a competition, and that doesn't mean you got to share your number ones with them. That's for sure.
Well, the smell should be awesome. So if you're into smelling, just drive by and roll down the window and stop and say hi to the mayor, and close you up to the bar and say hello to the bartenders there too.
You got it. Dan, thank you for the phone call. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your call, your rescue call. You have a great day, sir, and enjoy the day.
You too, David.
Bye.
Talk with you. Bye.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
The Valdez Fishing Report is brought to you by your local Fairbanks Jiffy Lube. Heading out for some weekend fishing? Make sure your vehicle's ready for the adventure. Stop by either the College or Pegger Road location and let the Jiffy Lube certified technicians get your vehicle in road trip ready shape. Jiffy Lube can help with Pennzoil oil changes, transmission services, air filters, wiper blades, and more. Stop by when it's convenient for you. No appointment necessary. Jiffy Lube proudly pours Pennzoil motor oil. Not just oil, Pennzoil.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
Lori Frox here with Avery Buny. How old are you, Avery?
11.
And have you fished the Kids Pink Salmon Derby before?
Yes.
What do you like about it?
I like to see everyone else fishing. It's fun.
And what was the situation like? You were in a boat, and were you out by Allison Point, and were there a lot of other people out?
One of the stops was Allison Point. There were only two other people there.
You went really early.
Mm-hmm.
But you picked up some fish, so tell us about the fish you caught. You caught two?
I caught two, but together we caught three.
Very good. And you said that you were trolling. Is that a fun way to, a lot of people just stop and cast, but that way you just, how do you know that the pink is on when you're trolling?
The hook really starts moving, and you can tell it's really going down, and I don't know.
Someone screams, fish on?
Yeah.
All right, and what do you like about the kids' derby? You've done it several years. What's your favorite thing about it?
I just like seeing everyone fish, and sometimes other people catch fish.
Yeah, did you see other folks reeling them in?
Yes.
All right, and what do you think about the prizes? Hoping to get one?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
There's no mystery with us, just Sound Reservations. You'll be fishing in no time with your friends and relations. Just tell us what kind of charter you want us to book, or rent a boat and equipment and bait your own hook. We want you to catch the big one. You know it's true. So give Fish Central a call, because we know what to do. You'll find us near the water on North Harbor Drive. Fish Central, keeping your fishing dreams alive. Call Fish Central at 835-5002.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR weather.
Daytime highs approaching 71 today under overcast skies with a chance for rain, winds out of the east 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, lows level off around 53, mainly cloudy skies. High of 77 tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks David here in the studio. Got a text from my guest, and medical issues within her family, not with her, are happening, so she's not able to make it, and good on her. Godspeed to her. Nothing of seriousness, but you know, sometimes when you're with a doctor, with family, it does take a little bit longer than necessary to get in or whatever. So all is good. All is good. And that's what I was hoping for. I'm about one third of the way through of my water, my hydration. So all is good. I can slowly spread this out to the bottom half of the hour. Therefore, working in this hostile environment, I'm taking one for the team here. I can do this. Yes, I can do this. What the heck? Now, also, the fair is starting at noon. The Tanah Valley Fair starts up, and the 4-H, the FFA, Future Farmers of America, livestock weigh-in happens. You know, the market livestock weigh-in happens. I mean, immediately, noon, fair opens, fair starts. Also at noon, a live sand sculpture by art by Sue McGrew, and the petting zoo open. So, you know, get there. Bring your kids there. It's the fair. It's a Friday. The quilt show is going on every hour on the half hour. So at 12:30, then at 1:30, boom, quilt show. 2 o'clock, Mike Stackhouse, and then the Stilt Circus. So you're going to have people running around there on stilts, I would guess. At 3 o'clock, the Hippie Chick, and Kit Carson and the Alaska Wumpus Cats. How do you get a name, the Alaska Wumpus Cats? I'm sure some edibles were involved in that naming, but who knows? And then also at 3 o'clock is the opening ceremony. At 3:30, a world record balloon artist is going there and doing their thing. At 4 o'clock, Music Dave, and then back to the Stilt Circus again. 4:30 is a fashion show. I have no idea what type of fashion show that is. 5 o'clock, 406 FMX. I have no idea what that is, but Arlene and Ron are playing. And so is, I'm going to butcher this name, but that's his life when you have a name like this. Dingy Zoo, Pete and the Fiddlers. So, hey, you named yourself that and expecting me to get that name right, really? at least I paraphrased it that I was going to butcher it, so what the heck. Then at 6 o'clock, the Open Large Animal Showmanship. The Stilt Circus is back. Switchfoot. Now, great band, and they open up the doors for Switchfoot to get in there at 5. Show at 6, and it's an hour and a half show, I believe. Then also at 6 o'clock, Wasabi Live. Ooh, wasabi. That's a hot spice, man. Get some wasabi. Now, 7 o'clock, world record balloon artist is running around again. At 8 o'clock, 406 FMX is there. And also is Grunge Bob. Ooh, not SpongeBob, but Grunge Bob. Then 9 o'clock, the last of the performers are JT. So, that is what's taking place today. I will be out there. I'm running for re-election for mayor. And so Monday will be my last day because Monday at 12:15, I will sign my documents. And once I sign the documents, if I'm on the air, I have to give equal time on the air to anyone who's running against me. And as I did last time when I ran, I will not be on the air, but I am lining up all the people to take my place. So you're going to have very good, very good hosts. We're going to take a phone call. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Randy.
Randy. I love you, man. Thanks for covering. Thanks for calling. Whew.
Well, you're not going to thank me, actually, because though you're talking about nice, good subjects like the fair, which I plan to go to, I wanted to bring up an uncomfortable subject that you probably won't let me even bring it up, but if you can permit me.
Do it. You do it. Go ahead. What's on?
It's a national thing, but I want to say that I care nothing about the Jeffrey Epstein files, but I bring it up here because it keeps getting hammered into public consciousness a lot by public stations, the PBS, because I watch them a lot. Even BBC, their report, they're always dragging it out. And I think the reason, of course, by the left likes to bring it out is just anything that hurts or embarrasses Trump, you know, or aggravates Trump because he doesn't want to talk about it either. And but some other people that are not left-wingers, they are interested in it because everybody, I guess, or lots of people like salacious things, you know, dripping, drooling kind of things. That's why people like to look at these scandal sheets, you know, these things you see in the grocery store aisle about some prince of England or something who did something wrong or, you know, people like to, I guess people, particularly people that may feel kind of inferior or something, want to see some important person brought down into the mud, you know, humbled to where he belongs, if they feel. And I think that's part of the motivation for this. But the way I feel about the Epstein thing is that now he's dead, of course, and this whatever he did wrong on his island, you know, is, I guess, quite a few years ago. And if there's good evidence of some particular poor pedophile victim that can come out and say that so-and-so big shot, you know, molested them, then fine. I think they should go after that full force, you know. But just putting out a list, the guest list, or anyone that happened to go to the island, you know, to meet up and rub shoulders with other big wigs, you know, some, you know, thing like that that they wanted to go to, putting out a list like that and creating suspicion unnecessarily on every single person is just wrong. You know, I think that's why the Trump administration doesn't want to publicize just, you know, shotgun approach of everyone and anything that's ever went to the island. You know, Trump.
Can I tell you what I think about it?
What's that?
It's not on my radar, to tell you the truth. And if it is on your radar, this is what I want you to remember. Mm-hmm. Evidence, once the FBI has it, it might have disappeared before, but, you know, the current administration knows how to pull out, you know, find evidence. Now, the Attorney General of the United States, Pam Biondi, she has all this evidence. If she doesn't do anything, that's fine, because there will be a new administration. New eyes will look at it. And they might say, oh, we have something here. Or they might do nothing, as this administration is. But it's been through two sets of eyes, two sets of FBI directors, two sets of attorney generals, and this evidence isn't going anywhere. So in 3.5 years, you know, you're going to have a new administration and a new set of eyes will be looking at this. Evidence like this does not disappear.
Uh-huh.
That's what I think. So if it's not right now, it's not high on my radar. There's other things that are high on my radar. And again, I try and keep all my, what I bring up, you know, you bring it up, that's fine. But what I bring up is majority Fairbanks and then statewide.
Right.
And, you know, you have everyone else on this radio station on a nationwide basis. And so I thought I'd give you my thought. Evidence doesn't disappear. If this administration feels that there's nothing there, that doesn't mean the next administration will. And if they feel there's something there, they'll bring it up. Simple as that.
Well, thank you for that, and thank you for letting me get it off my chest.
No problem, buddy. When are you going to the fair? I've got a booth at the fair. You can drop by and say hello.
I will.
I just went and bought a bunch of candy. Uh-huh. You know, sweeten up my political box there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The finest candies is peanut M&Ms.
There's some of that in there. I got some of the chocolates, too. Yes, yes, yes. So, if you go to the fair, what is it? What food is a must-have if there is one for you? If you're going to buy some food at the fair, what would it be?
Well, the thing pops in my mind is souvlaki. That's good.
Yeah, that is good. That is good. Good call.
And big turkey legs, as long as they're not too horribly expensive.
You know, I'm not. You know, I've never bought the big turkey leg. I just don't want to walk around looking like, you know, I'm a caveman.
Yeah, they're as big as a club. Yeah.
I know. God Almighty. Oh, how's your bike running?
Oh, it's pedaling just real fine. I used it, was it yesterday?
The three things I got to have at the fair.
Yesterday. It was the day before.
The three things I got to have at the fair are the Navajo taco.
Uh-huh.
The Cajun Connection, they have the shrimp etouffee. And then the empanadas, it's a Colombian or an Ecuadorian treat. And I got to have the empanadas. And oh, my God. They are so good. I mean, the empanadas just, oh, my goodness. So, anyway, those are my must-haves. Those are my must-haves.
Sounds good.
You know, it's sad that, you know, most people don't remember the souvlaki. And, you know, that was a great restaurant here for 20 years with the Williams family. And then they had a, you know, both in town and then at the Pioneer Park, and they don't have it anymore. And but so thank goodness they come out at the fair. So
yeah.
Hey, you have a great day, sir. I appreciate the phone call. You have a great fair week, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Fairbanks, we're gonna take a commercial break. We got some Dr. John bumper music. Right place in the wrong something. We have some Fox News, state news, commercials and weather, and we will be back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche holding a second day of questioning with Jeffrey Epstein accomplice Ghislaine Maxwell.
She never refused to answer a question. So We're very proud of her. We're proud of how the process has worked.
Maxwell attorney David Marcus, she's serving a prison sentence in Florida. The Justice Department reportedly told the president in May that his name appeared in the Epstein files. His questions swirl about Mr. Trump's relationship with a late sex offender. Democrats holding a summit in Washington today in an effort to reach out to young voters.
It is counting on party elders to try and generate Gen Z to get out and vote next November. The Voters of Tomorrow's Summit is happening right now, featuring a number of high-profile progressives, including gun control activist David Hogg, Congressman Ro Khanna, and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Fox's Mark Meredith in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Radio Kenai reports the Soldotna Area Senior Citizens Incorporated has received a three-year, $880,000 nutrition, transportation, and support services grant from the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services. The funding will provide just over $293,000 annually to restore and expand critical services for seniors age 60 and older throughout the community. The Soldotna Area Senior Citizens serve seniors in Soldotna, Funny River, and Ridgeway, focusing on those living alone or with limited incomes. The grant support nutrition programs, including congregate and home-delivered meals, transportation for medical and essential trips, and support services like wellness checks, benefits counseling, and educational programs. The Senior Center, located at 197 West Park Avenue, is a hub for these programs. The funding comes after a period of financial strain during which the organization sustained operations using reserves. The grant also includes matching funds from the Kenai Peninsula Borough and numerous community partners.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Getting out, which means a visit to Six Romleys on South Cushman for trailer parts, RV supplies, light truck parts, even heavy duty truck parts. And they can get you out on the road with confidence, whether it's a trip to Chitna or a trip down the haul road. Have peace of mind thanks to Six Romleys.
Six Romleys, we keep the wheels turning.
Fairbanks is raving about the technology available for your home from the folks at Gen Solar. From the Tesla solar technology and their amazing sleek power walls to the always dependable Generac system and EcoFlow battery systems, all for your home or business, all designed to keep your home safe from power outages while feeding power back to the grid and saving you time and money. See for yourself and get all of your questions answered in their amazing new showroom, 29 College Road, right across from the Bentley Mall. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Gen Solar.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prue's in the studio here, just me. It's still 85 degrees. I went and got more water. I'm in a purple padded room with North Korean equipment at 85 degrees weather on a Friday. Fair starts in 24 minutes. But until then, I'm in a purple padded room with North Korean equipment at 85 degrees weather. I like where I'm at. I like where I'm at, though. So, now, the fair starts. We went through Friday. We went through today. And tomorrow, the fair opens up at 11. From now on, it's from 11 to 11, 12 hours opening, and tomorrow it opens up at 11. And at 11 o'clock on Saturday, It starts out with a poultry show. Now, I got to think that that's probably live chickens and live roosters and stuff like that, because I'm a retired barbecue competitor. So poultry to me is chicken thighs smoked for about two and a half hours, tenderized in a nice way, in a marinade, rubbed finely, cooked, then given Dan's nice glaze on top of it. That to me is a poultry show. But this is live fowl. One of my past barbecue competition names was Fowl Play, F-O-W-L-P-L-A-Y, you know, instead of F-O-U-L-P-L-A-Y, instead of doing bad things, Fowl Play. I was Fowl Play. I was Bird Play. And, you know, hey, what's in a barbecue name? Other names of mine were Pork You. Go figure what that meant. Another barbecue name, one of my favorites, was Whiskey Rebellion Barbecue. The first in, like, you know, the first thing that George Washington as president had to do, he had the Pennsylvania Whiskey Rebellion because he was taxing it. And he called out the troops on them, and they paid the taxes, and they didn't secede from the Union. So because of that, me and Bill Staley, great guy, he lives in Texas now. He was my barbecue partner. He was a banker. But we had a Whiskey Rebellion Barbecue, and we had a great time. And anyway, so back to tomorrow at the fair. Now, at 12 o'clock is the baby show. If you are a judge of the baby show, you better be incognito. Or, boy, you're in trouble if someone's baby does not win. Then we have the 4-H and the Future Farmers of America Dairy Goat Showmanship. So, And tomorrow is GVEA Day. And then also at 12 is the Live Sand Sculpture Art by Sue McGrew. She does that. Then also at noon is the Petting Zoo is opening again. The quilt show goes on, starts at 12:30. At 2 o'clock, Keveron and Merowin live action role playing. Also at 2 o'clock is Ramsey Beck and the Stilt Circus running around there. And then at also is the World Folk Dance. At 2:30 is 406 FMX, and I have no idea what that is. And then at 3 o'clock, ooh, here's a good one, the Yupik Dance Group. That would be good. That would be good. Then at 3:30, the World Record Balloon Artist is running around. Then at 4 o'clock, the 4-H, the FFA Large Animal Showmanship, the Dachshund Dash, and the Stilt Circus. 5 o'clock is Crossing the Heartland, and then Dancing with the Fairbanks Stars. 5:30 is 406 FMX again. 6 o'clock is Back in Black. Ooh, Perry Wally's production. Doors open at 5. That do you like AC/DC? I love AC/DC. And, you know, they're, anyway. Then also at 6 o'clock is the Stilt Circus. 7 o'clock, Open Large Animal Showmanship Round Robin. Okay. And then also is running around the World Record Balloon Artist. And then the last of the fair entertainment for Saturday is Dancing with the Fairbanks Stars Finals. So lots of stuff going on there tomorrow. I've got a booth. There's going to be lots of political booths, lots of information booths in the Blue Building. And you're going to have the soda jerk out there. And God, you know, when the soda jerk goes out there, you know it's something big. They have a great ensemble. They really do. Lots of good food, and it's on an annual basis. So, hey, what the heck? Get out there and have some fun with it. So this morning at 7 o'clock, I addressed the Rotary Sunrise Rotary, and that was fun. The second time I've addressed them, and they asked me to discuss the Polaris Building and the history and where it's at and everything like that. So, in, you know, the history is one thing, but what's the future like there? And we're putting together every once a week, myself and an ensemble of very educated people who know how to do this thing. I learn a lot. We're putting together the documentation for an RFP, request for a proposal. But we're first thing we're doing is we're putting out a request for of interest that everyone would get. We're going to publicize it quite thoroughly, and we're going to give 90 days for someone to for people to give back what their interest in the site is. And from there, we will send out the RFP. And that once we send up, they make the decision to start putting together the RFP. That's where the clock is ticking, but so is their financial investment, because we'll be looking for architectural renderings, what you're doing, length, time frame, financing, funding source, economic impact, economic development, time frame for construction, and then we'll get that back. And that's about a 4-month process. Then we will take a month and review it, and we'll have a scoring hierarchy of how we'll score it. And that doesn't mean the highest score is going to have the highest recommendation from the Polaris Working Group. The Polaris Working Group will give their recommendation to the city council, and from there they decide. And if nothing comes in, or if something comes in that we just don't like or just doesn't want to do, we are working on Plan B, which is an interactive site there that we're looking at it, and we're going to create a space. Have you ever been to the Homer Spit with all the stores on the spit there? That's what we're going to create downtown. Small stores will get, you know, cabin, like from Spinard, we'll get cabin packages. Then we'll have someone like the kids that go to Hutchison craft them up, build them for us. So they get education out of it. They get experience, and we get very good, affordable labor. And then we lease those out on a summer basis, you know, from, say, May 15th to September 15th. Do something like that and have some food trucks down there, but make it very interactive. Make it a destination spot for Fairbanks and visitors and their guests. So anyway, that's what we're looking at. You know, you don't stop. It's never over. You just don't get to stop. When you start something like this 10 years ago, I always knew that even when this is down, what are you going to do? And so about 6 years ago, the question popped up. What are we going to do? And Jerry Clearworth was with us. He was part of the Polaris Working Group at that time. So I was on the city council, and so was Jerry. So I assigned Jerry to this group of what happens after this. And they put together what was before it was called the 2040 plan. And as I said this morning to the Rotary, you know, that's the borough's name for it. My name for it is a 2027 plan, because the city of Fairbanks does 90% of the things here. And by 2027, we'll have accomplished all the items we're supposed to do it. So we're not waiting till 2040. My God, 2040, that's 15 years from now. People will forget this in two. And you're just going to have another plan out there. And so if you're going to do something, have a verifiable end date that's within a year or three. Nothing very far. And so that's what the 2027 plan is doing for us. And then, so also at the same time, we start taking a look at the surrounding area. You know, if you have a building, if you have something formulated on the Polaris site, which we will, it's not going to be a parking lot, what are you doing with your other properties? And there we have the Golden Heart Plaza. So our thought was, okay, put in a much, you know, it has a dock, but put in a bigger dock to where you can have actual businesses operating off it, such as a kayak or canoe rental. Anyway, we're going to take a quick phone call here, then we'll come back to that. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
It's Bill. I'm not giving a plug for a corporation. However, I just want to mention that fair is one of the big things to go and enjoy. and next Thursday is going to be canned food night. Now, if you happen to be someone who goes to Safeway today, tomorrow, and Sunday, they're having one of their, like, you know, frenzy things. Their vegetables, canned vegetables and canned tomatoes are 50 cents a can. And on canned food night, the food bank's looking for entry for cans. So if you spend $5 and get 10 cans and go to the fair and take a friend, that's more money to go to Rocky's Killer Shrimp.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a great idea. You know, it usually costs you $15 to get into the fair, and this is you get in for $5.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, like I said, you can spend more money getting the food that you want. And, you know, it's too bad in a way, because I think that is one of the draws for the fair, is everybody enjoying the food.
Yeah.
Maybe stuff you only do once a year.
That's right.
So getting out and enjoying it. The one thing, today's paper, they have a thing telling about the fair. They didn't list the vendors, you know, like all the food
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. And we've seen food places go away. So I hope when I get there, it's going to have the stuff I love. Anyway, I wanted to mention that to you. Oh, and if anybody's got a sweet tooth, part of that 50 cents, they got all their Hershey, you know, like Reese's Cups.
Ooh.
Chocolate. Those are 50 cents, too, because I grabbed some and stuck them in the fridge. I like a cold candy bar.
Yes. Yes. Snickers, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
No,
oh, yeah.
Snickers isn't a Hershey.
Well, I go both ways, okay? I go Mars also.
talk to you later. Everybody enjoy the fair and have some great food.
You too. Take care. Thank you for the phone call. And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. God, we're going into the last portion of this show, and I'm still at 85 and above in the Purple Padded Room with North Korean equipment, and I will be back.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Preparing for your next Alaska adventure? Alaska Gear Company has you covered on the ground and in the air. From bunny boots to hot tents, dip nets to aviation must-haves, this isn't your average gear shop. It's where serious outdoorsmen and bush pilots load up before heading out into the wilderness. Base camp supplies? Got them. Hangar essentials? Absolutely. Alaska Gear Company has you covered no matter your mission. Visit our newly remodeled store to gear up at Alaska Gear Company, 730 Old Steese Highway in Fairbanks.
The Tanana Valley State Fair is proud to present The Commodores, live in concert Sunday, July 27th at 6 p.m. One of the most successful vocal groups of all time, The Commodores, continue to thrill audiences with their greatest hits tour. One of the greatest Motown and R&B funk artists of all time, The Commodores.
Easy like Sunday morning.
The Commodores have influenced artists both young and old, and in all genres with their classic songs. 70 million albums sold, 7 number one hits, 5 number one albums, 20 top 10 singles, 15 top 10 albums. An evening with the legendary Commodores. Don't miss the Commodores live in concert. Tickets available at tvsfa.org.
Gonna be some sweet sounds coming down.
It's time to gear up for the season with McKinley Orthopedic Sports Medicine and Spine. Friday, July 25th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Head to their Geist Road location for free sports physicals. Don't miss your shot to start the season strong, safe, and ready to play. McKinley Orthopedics on Geist Road, the official sports clinic of the Fairbanks North Star Borough School District. No appointment needed. It's first come, first serve. Only at McKinley Orthopedics.
KFAR weather.
Overcast this afternoon with a chance for storms. Highs around 71. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows level off around 53. Mainly cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 77 tomorrow. A blend of clouds and sun. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prue's in the studio with me is no one. But, you know, I open up the door during the break and try and get as much cool air in here as I can. And so I go out there to get more water. It's delivered water in one of those water, you know, machines. And now that's out. So they're out of drinkable water. It's 85 degrees in my studio. I'm in a purple padded room with what type of equipment? Well, we all know. So anyway, I will persevere. I will get through this. What the heck? So anyway, the plan B, when they were showing that to me, it just got me excited. You have some very talented people, planners, architects, putting together an ensemble. And then we started looking at, if plan B is not started, we can take plan B and put it over on the city owns Turner Street, which is over there behind Charlie Cole's building where the mining museum is. And then on the that's on the east side, on the west side of that is where the Elks used to be. So we own that area there, and there's nothing there. We can incorporate that and build it out there. But, you know, I started looking at the river, and the one thing we have there is the Golden Heart Plaza, and we can put in a better dock facilities for more river traffic and river stuff. Anyway, hopefully no one drowns and wear your life preserver. But anyway, we can do that. But I also, what else do we own? We own the log cabin that's there, and it needs a good exterior makeover. And we also have the park next to it, and I had some plans for the park, but I started thinking about it, and I'm saying to myself, now hold it. Before you do anything with the park to the west of the cabin, what are you going to do with the cabin? And they have to be in unison together. You know, does it make sense for the Yukon Quest to always be there and basically selling shirts? Probably not. They've had their ups, their downs, and right now they're in an up year, and they have got about three more years on the lease. So at the end of the lease, what's your plan for that entire area there? And then you take a look and you say to yourself, you know, you have the courthouse there, and they have parking, but one of their parking lots is right on the river. Now, if you look at the history of the development there where the log cabin is right now, there used to be the Fairview Hotel there that burnt down in about 1960, and that was owned by my dad and Wally Burnett. And right next to the Fairview Hotel, between the Fairview Hotel and the Cushman Street Bridge, was parking on the river. I mean, a parking on the river. And then between the Fairview Hotel and a restaurant, was the USO building, and big, sort of ugly building, and on the backside along the river was parking. So I looked at that, I said to myself, okay, we still have parking along the Chena River. You do not have parking along the Chena River. That's your jewel. It's your crown jewel. So the state of Alaska, the court system, has that parking lot. So I have to figure out a way to trade something for that parking lot there. So then we can develop something there that augments the downtown in a good way. So that's, you know, you sort of look at it, the downtown area, and that's my thought anyway, and whether it's going to take place or not. But, you know, I started knocking down the Players Building 10 years ago. Now we're looking at putting something up there, and that's a 2 to 4 year project. So, hey, guess what? If you keep at it, if you keep going at it, and over time, be patient, it will happen. Simple as that. So anyway, that was my discussion to the Sunrise Rotary this morning, along with the history of the Polaris Working Group. Now, yesterday, I saw the preliminary report from that a historian put together for the State Historic Preservation Office, and I rejected it. This cost the city, not from the Polaris funds through the federal government, But this is something we had to do for the EPA on our own money, and it cost us $50,000. And I rejected it. Send it back. There was not one mention, not one, in this whole project of the Polaris Working Group's work to knock down the building. Not one mention. My name wasn't in there. That's fine. But not one mention of the Polaris Working Group. So I said, this is rejected. Get your poop together. The Polaris Working Group has, for the last 10 years, was the operator of this building, whether you know it or not. Oh, we're going to take a phone call. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hey, this is Jim. I heard you talking about the log cabin.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, please consider this. Putting some goats up on top of the roof, and water the grass up there on the sod roof. But that would be so great for tourists. they had a place like that in Door County, Wisconsin. I used to live in Door County, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And there was a Al Johnson's Swedish restaurant, and he built a whole little village of buildings brought in from Sweden, actually. But he had goats on the roof of the restaurant. And tourists would just flock there and take pictures. It was just a go-to place.
A go-to place?
There you go. A little play on words there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great idea. You know, you can't have them up there the whole time because there's not enough food for them.
Oh, no.
But once a month you have the goat feeding, yeah.
Someone who raises goats would have a little contract with them. They show up at 7:30 in the morning, put them up there. Come back later at 8:30 at night and take them back home. And
you know, a friend of mine, he raises sheep and he sells the lambs. He harvests the lambs. Mm-hmm. You know where he makes his money? He's in California, Napa Lamb Company. You know where he makes his money?
No.
Hiring his sheep out to graze on land to keep So that's where he makes his majority of his money.
Okay, hey, while I got you on the phone, another thought I've always had in the back of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
You've been to Skagway, right?
Yes.
Okay. Boardwalks?
Yeah.
And gravel road?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about for summer tourists having, boardwalks put over the cement sidewalks in Fairbanks? And, you know, the first two streets by the river, maybe. It would be a lot of work, but... I don't know, it would give an atmosphere of a frontier town.
I'm not going to say yes, I'm not going to say no on that one. I'm going to ponder that one. I'm going to ponder that one and take a look at it, but I appreciate it.
Okay.
Hey, I got to go. You have a great day. Thank you for the phone call.
You too. Enjoy your show. Bye.
Yep. And Fairbanks, you know, we made it through. Thank you. You know, I'm almost hydrated out, but I'm holding. You have some water. Ah, my God. The conditions that they put me under, that I take one for the team. Perry Wally, what did I do? But anyway. So, hey, that's our show for today. I'll be back on Monday. Monday will be my last show till October 8th. Election's on October 7th, so until October 8th. Got good people who will be the hosts that you'll enjoy. So, anyway. I'll see you Monday. Go to the fair. Enjoy yourself. And in 30 seconds, the gates open at the fair. I'll see you Monday.